Captain the Policeman. Bobby, oh Bobby Caps, Mary Eleanor called over the back fence. Come and help me hunt Gypsy. She's not been home all day.
Where do you suppose she can be? Bobby puffed,
for he had hurried around to the side gate as fast as his new shoes would carry him.
I don't know.
There were tears in Mary Eleanor's blue eyes.
Maybe Captain has scared her away.
Now Captain was Bobby's dog, and he had a mind of his own. He thought that cats were useless. Bobby himself was not sure but that Captain might have had something to do with Gypsy's going away. So he and Mary Eleanor looked at each other for a second without saying anything.
I don't believe Captain scared her away, Bobby said slowly. Let's hunt for her.
So they began in the attic and searched every room down to the basement. But no kitten could they find. Then they visited the garage and the greenhouse next and called, Gypsy, Gypsy. But there was no answering,
meow.
Oh dear, oh dear, I fear she's drowned in the cistern, sobbed Mary Eleanor.
Don't cry, Bobby said cheerfully. I'll get Captain to help hunt her.
No, no, he doesn't like cats. He will scare her father away. Let's get a policeman.
Don't act that way. Bobby remembered what his father had said to his mother once when they were out riding on a narrow road.
Everything will be all right. Leave it to me. My dog will find her as soon as a two-legged policeman could.
Bring me her blanket, Bobby directed. I'll get Captain. In a few minutes, Bobby was holding Gypsy's blanket close to the dog's nose and saying, Go find her, Captain. Go find her.
Captain growled a little at first, but Bobby kept repeating, Go find her. Go find her.
By and by, the dog understood. He sniffed the blanket several times. Then with a short bark, he ran out of the yard and down the street, his nose to the ground. The children followed. Down Laurel Street, around the corner, past the grocery store two blocks away, went the little procession. At the Hawthorne Inn, Captain stopped, looked up at his master, and barked. Find her, find her. The blanket was again held to the dog's nose.
Roo, roo.
Captain ran through a low doorway into the basement of the inn. When Bobby and Mary Eleanor found him a few minutes later, he was standing by a chair in the furnace room, apparently trying to tell Gypsy how he had found her. Gypsy did not act afraid. Both her forepaws were on Captain's white vest, and she was purring a soft song of thanks to Bobby Cap's dog.